Blog Talk Radio.
By other brothers' rep, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for stealth or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could prop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you and taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the box or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way. And when you get the brother, they'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rep. Brothers in a circle, had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your juice and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little shorty with the 3-8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scarce, so he panicked. Took off his link and his ring and ran frantic. But shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rep. Bigger. Now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. And shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the plan is in upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.
What's good? You guys know what it is. Today is April 22nd, 2011. What's good? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. I missed you guys last week. Straight up and down, I'm keeping it 100. I missed you guys. Happy belated 424, the green heads out there. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I did. But, you know, we here chilling, lamping. We got a bit of dog coming through tonight. And also, big shout-out, of course, those who are actual hip-hop heads, you know, this past week marked the one-year anniversary of Guru Gangstar's passing, which is why I opened up the show, but just to get a rep. And, of course, all of our pregame throwbacks will be Gangstar. And they were handpicked by Cream, who represents Cream Management. So any of you artists who are getting on the show and anything like that, definitely check out. She's one of the best in the business. She will represent you, make sure you get everything that you do. But for emails and questions and everything like that, check her out at Cream Management. That's K-R-E-A-M, management@gmail.com. You can check our blog site, which is iamcream.com. And, hey, follow her on Twitter at the Real Cream. Like I said, that's K-R-E-A-M. Big shout out to her and the whole entire movement. But let's get back into it, you know, the pregame throwbacks. You know, let's do the damn thing. Like I said, we rocking with Gangstar for tonight. It's been 1 year, gone, never forgotten. We got you, homie. Lord, he's getting radio rocking. Everybody's going to remember you. You feel what I'm saying? And here we go. Be right back. This is Gangstar. Do it, yerd.
Oh, yeah.
mic like a pimp shows. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll take this, I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood, meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sorta the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinion. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Chumps pull guns when they feel afraid, too late. When they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got hate. Clips are inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run.
I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same, he knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my seat is prosperous, and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause smooth B will never bite.
Mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Evil factors, demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness a blaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the word, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Fossil spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious teacher, narrator you select. Accompanied by Deck plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, take them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky to cloud my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply it with the fire, the burning truth. 50 absolute proof on the mic like Moses spoke in Golden Squad. Survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn, we come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, to build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
They be like dummies, yo. Products and puppets and pawns getting played out. When authentic brothers step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader. Descendants of the kings and queens, the overseer. The overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years building with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, Gangstar has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing lot out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby Paul, realize that your essence is divine, son, and let it shine, son, as we refine, son. Ayo, this shit'll blow your mind, son, we're royalty. She greets me and treats me like royalty. Works with me, giving herself by my side. She don't sweat me for loot, my fame or my rise. A lot of ladies out there be looking lovely, but they don't got no control of their life. Inside they're ugly, word to Bugsy, enter red alert. Sway and tech, and funk master flex to make your head jerk. Chicks go berserk when they see us in the spot. Casey, JoJo, and Primo creeping to the top. And to the sweethearts out there breaking hearts while we're taking part of this hip-hop art. Listen, yo, the best way, it ain't always the fast way. And yes, the best way, it ain't always to act nasty. I'll open up the door always before you pass me, baby doll, because you're royalty.
Whatever I do, whatever I do, I want to turn nothing less than the best. Whatever I do, I choose to do, I defend up from all the rest. Whatever I do, whatever I do, I want to turn nothing less than the best. Whatever I do, I choose to do, I just want to defend up from all the rest.
The game star has got to look at the short shot.
It is like that.
The game star has got to look at the short shot.
It is like that. my dog, Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man.
Yeah, what's good? Y'all already know what it is. Pregame radio. We got a Mr. Dog coming through tonight. We got Phil Dillinger on the way. We gonna switch things up a little bit tonight. You know, we're fresh back. You know, had a week off. We all chilled out. Shout out to everybody who just need one of those getaways. You know what I'm saying? But call us at 347-857-4302. Big shout out, Prince Hood, History in the Making, H-Squared, their debut album, Year of the Suede, dropped this week on that hip where they world premiered about three singles off of that album here on Pregame Radio. Now they done kind of got some type of momentum and they going. You know, you can request their songs, Hot 97, Power 105, so they making that big jump. And, you know, they jumped off from Pregame Radio, you know. And, of course, they've been all over the place, but straight up and down, A-Squared, you get 100%. Wish you guys the best of luck. And, of course, you guys are always more than welcome to match the Pregame Radio. We just, like I said, and we've been real busy. We've been trying to put a whole lot of stuff in the works for you guys. And we've been chilling. You know, shout out to all of the staff that make Pregame Radio what it is. You know, it's not just me. It's not just Ab. It's not just Lee Still or those you hear on the show. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes people who, you know, who get us certain things and make stuff right. So I want to give a shout-out, like I said, to all the Pregame Radio staff. I appreciate what you do. I want to say thank you. But I feel a little good tonight. You know, like I said, I'm back. We had a week off, whatever, whatever. Big shout-out to Ab. We're going to get into Pal Genius your ass beat in a little bit. Actually, we may even do that in the second half. But call us up. Those who are listening via PC, we got the chat room open, so just scroll down. You should see the stuff, the thread going. So just jump on in and say what you got to say and everything like that. But let's check this out off the album. You have to sway of H-Square with McDuck Money. You dig? And we'll be right back.
If you ain't getting money,
yeah,
I guess you wouldn't know how it's friends out in France. We smoke in Amsterdam. Motor scooters in Aruba. I'm with my royal fans. We flurry on the plane off Indiana Cola. I'm in Jamaica, Hawaii. He say aloha. He's 10 for a beat. Now it's 20 for a feature. Went to school, I paid my way. Got ass for freaky teachers. I'm sipping on the best wine. My Buddha gets me higher. Got ass from supermodels. We crack from the suppliers.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, what's good? Y'all already know what it is. We're back live pregame radio. That was H-Squared, Scrooge McDuck Money off the debut album, You're the Suede. You can get it at hsquaredmusic.com, datpip.com/H-Squared. But let's do the damn thing. We got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can get them up in the room, of course. You know, things happen, but we're going to work through them.
Yeah.
5495, you are live on pregame radio. Who this?
What's good, man? It's your boy Precise calling from the 845, man. Rockland County, Rockland Entertainment representing, man. What's good?
What's good? What's good? What's popping? So you here, you know, you rocking. Where you rocking? You at?
Man, right now I'm repping Spring Valley, man. I stay out in Garnerville right now, but I'm originally from Spring Valley, man.
Okay, that's what's up. So, you know, you got the floor right now, so let's people know, what do you do?
Yo, right now, man, I got the DVD popping, Rockrunner Entertainment, got the Rockstar DVD popping off. I've been doing a lot of interviews, getting a lot of artists out in Rockland County, got the segment called the Sweet 16, got a lot of artists spitting right now, and right now we're just really moving right now, man. The DVD's looking good, got the whole county buzzing. My man Rejo told me to hit you up, so this is what it is, man. I just want to shout out you. I'm saying what you're doing, and I'm feeling your whole movement, the radio show and everything, man. So just wanted to call
up.
I
appreciate it. Of course, we're going to link up behind the scenes and everything like that, get all my contact from the homie RJ. Shout out to RJ still doing the damn thing. One of the other pregame staff members, like I say, who does stuff behind the scenes. Gets, you know, he gets on when he can, but, you know, he does the damn thing. So big shout out to him. So Precise, you know, let people know your contact info, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Yo, man, they can hit me up, email me, anybody trying to drop a 16, rockrunnerpros@yahoo.com. That's RockRunnerPros at yahoo.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Anthony Downey, Downey. And I'm here, man. I'm here to just put on for Rockland, man. A lot of people, you know, they looking in tunnel vision. I'm trying to put everybody on, man. Give everybody that spotlight, man, as well as myself.
Now, what separates you from, like, the dozens of other bastards trying to do the exact same thing for Rockland County? Like, what separates you? What puts you in the forefront from everybody else?
I mean, right now I'm still just trying to build right now, man. I got a lot of different avenues I'm going with right now. My whole entertainment movement is not just the DVD going on right now. I got my mother, Cats in the Kitchen, got the cooking show popping. I got a little talk show going on with me and a few of my boys called The Round Table. I got the rock films going on. You know, we doing short films and all that. And it's just a bunch of different ventures, man. And that's basically just what I'm trying to do, yo. Just trying to get my name out there, man. All right,
that's what's up. And, you know, I see what you're doing. I welcome in. I wish you all the best of luck and all your success. And, of course,
appreciate
if you got
it,
artists who feel they can, you know, come within the ranks of pregame radio and they can come into the arena and do the damn thing, send them my way. Like I said, RJ, give you all of the contact info, and we can set it up, make it happen, because I was just saying on Facebook, I got to get the 845 more burn. So you know, if you bring me that fire, I get it out there point blank.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We definitely going to get something popping, man. I'm going to keep you updated with everything. I got a lot of artists out here that's trying to get exposure, so I know you're trying to get exposure as well, so one hand watch the other. So I'm going to definitely send a few people your way, man. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
All right, that's
exactly
what it is. So definitely, if you get a chance, make yourself a profile over at pregameradio.ning.com. That's, you know, get started over there, and you can also network with other artists besides 845 artists and really get your name out there if that's what it is you're trying to do. Precise. Still looking out on the call-in. P-Rocker, what if you may come across something that you got some expertise in or something, you may want to chime in.
All right, cool, man. Keep doing your thing, man. I respect what you're doing out there, man. Keep it up, man.
No doubt. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good night, man. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, yo.
No doubt. No doubt. Anytime.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Now, see, that's the reason why I do this thing called pregame radio. You feel what I'm saying? And, yeah, we got, you know, the naysayers and the haters and the skeptical ones and, hey, you know, it's all good, the shit happens. But because of people like Precise who look and we network and, you know, they respect my boy, I respect theirs, because that's all pretty much what it is. You know, like we just said, one hand wash the other, both wash the face. Like, and think about this industry, it's so big and it spreads by the day. Like, there's so much room where everyone doesn't have to be in competition. Like, we don't have to, like, we don't have to say pregame radio, we're better than these guys over here, or, you know, we're better than such and such, because the field is so open, we can work with other stations, and we can work with artists here, and we can work with artists there, and we still won't step on each other's toes, pardon me, because that's something we do, that's how we hold it down. So big shout out to Precise and his whole rock music movement, and he, you know, like I said, I'm expecting great things out of 845, especially if he's bringing them. So hopefully he keeps it going. And my advice, because you asked, what do you tell people who want to get started into this? Pretty much whatever idea you come with, and as long as it sounds good to you, run with it. You know, because Free Game Radio started as just one of the crazy ideas that I have. And now look, we're a year in, over 1,500 listeners. We're on YouTube. So yes, we are on YouTube, but we're also on iTunes and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you know, pregame radio's all over the place, and from something that just started as an idea, as a hobby. So don't let no one say you can't do it. Don't let no one say it's a stupid idea, because as long as you got the drive to do it and the will and the means, supporters will come. As soon as they see that you're picking up speed or you're doing something positive that's not on some knucklehead-ish, the people will come, the support will come. So just have the idea and stick with it. Don't take no for an answer. You know, if you can't go on the path that's already there, make your own. You know, make your own, and maybe someone else will come along your path. That's how all other paths got started anyway. It took one step and one person. So, like I said, just, my man, that goes for anybody. Artists, jocks, video models, whatever it is you want to do. You know what I'm saying? That advice is open for any type of field you want to get into. As long as you have the means and the will and the drive to do it, go do it. Knock yourself out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get to something else from a pregame approved artist as we await the arrival of our special featured artist, Abyss the Dog, coming out of Brooklyn. Real down to earth, real soulful brother. I had the pleasure of seeing him perform live, and how he controlled the crowd and how he actually just went in and did the damn thing. I'm really, really, really feeling it. So here we go. Let's see. Let's get into Deuce the Privilege featuring A Squared. I Want It All. We'll be right back on Pregame Radio. You dig?
Yeah. Deuce the Privilege. A Squared. Sway J. R.I.P.C. Rap Network.
I want it all, the money, the crib, the girls and the cars.
Okay.
They know who we are.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, people treat us like stars.
Royalty.
I want it all, the money, the crib, the girls and the cars.
Yes.
Popping bottles at the bar,
pop.
Free drinks,
yeah.
but I'm not acting. When I rap, I body tracks, close casket. Brooklyn boy, born in the style, homie. Round here we live by do or die, homie. Look around, opportunity is everywhere. Plus a few of us trying to stop us from getting here. Nah, that ain't Swave at all. United we stand, divided we fall. So we sit at round tables where we put our thoughts together. When it's time to eat, we equally divide the cheddar. The way I'm grinding for mine, they can't understand it. I see an opportunity, I'ma take advantage. 7 days, 7 nights, no days off. Work smart and play hard when it pays off. Big whips, yeah, I want it all. Stacks on deck, 6 feet tall. February 22nd, a star was born. So I get my shine on, even with no lights on. Stepping out the crib, so fresh, so clean. Fresh fitted white tee, new kicks, new jeans. The ice in the chain got me in the headlock. Married to the game, but son and rappers out of wedlock. Started in the hood, grinding like a transmission. From the streets to the office, made the transition. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Fettuccine, Alfredo, shrimp, and my pasta. I'm the real McCoy, y'all clones and imposters. Fake it in the dreads on the head, the white roster. I'm addicted to the hustle, addicted to the flow. Live fast, you die young, pump your brakes, slow your road. I'm living a dream, I'm the most slept on. Bob your head till you hurt your neck like you slept wrong.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls, and the cars.
Okay.
They know who we are.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, people treat us like stars.
Royalty.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls, and the cars.
Yes.
I'm trying to live in that.
Poppin'
bottles
at the bar,
we
drinks all night, waves up, it's on us.
I want it all and I'ma get it, so why should I sweat it? You heard what I said, just remember that I said it. This is history, giving you the gist of it. Your lady probably going down on history, so you probably pissed at me. But that's the life you live when you want it all. Cause when you get it all, you ain't got a ball. I want it all cause I feel I deserve it. I'm living life for a reason with one main purpose.
What's that?
To live comfy, bowl out of control. Till I can't ball no more, and talk about it when I'm old. Sitting on top of the world, but that's obvious. Usually the world's in my hand, I must have dropped it. See through my Swave lens, day and night, no stopping it. Nights in Gotham City, my days in Metropolis. Everything I touch is gold, call me Midas. You see the picture I paint, you'll understand the art behind it. Too much counting on this, too much on my shoulders. You little niggas kick rocks, I'm knocking over boulders. Dream it as a youngin', live it as I'm older. This only the beginning, Swave, it's far from over.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls, and the cars.
Okay.
They know who we are.
Yeah.
I'm ill.
imagination first. When I was like a curse, all these rap crash dummies out of situations worse. Now I never get a deal, fuck it, that's how I work. Recording how I feel, how I live on every verse. If you like it, then you take it. If you love it, then embrace it. I keep it real, allergic to that fake shit. This is something sacred. Hip hop for me is amazing. You get your voice heard through the nations. Yes, it's my first love, ever since we first hugged. Did it to the music, considered it my first drug. Holy matrimony, never think I would divorce her. Step two was part two, then I'm the enforcer. Ride, ride.
I'm ill. I'm ill. I'm ill. I'm ill. I'm ill. I'm ill. I'm ill.
Yeah, we are back. Pre-game radio. Back to what it is. Today I went to a couple of the groups that I'm involved in on Facebook, and I asked certain group members, you know, what should we talk about today? And one thing people mentioned, and I got also this topic from North Star Events, who has a show on gxmedia.biz called Real Talk Tuesdays, every Tuesday from 8 to 10. When would be a good time for a couple to say, hey, you know, let's, you know, get a lease and live together and move in, you know? So call us up, 347-857-4302. Let's know what your opinion is on that one, you know. And no, don't fret, people. We still going to do pounds. You need your ass beat. You know, I'm going to be here in the second half, be delivering. We're going to be handing out these ass whippings and all that. And we're going to be chilling. And shout out to everybody who's over at Gil Hodges Bowling Alley over there in Brooklyn doing the damn thing. I know Lady Still over there. She's bowling like a game of 10 or something like that last I checked. So big shout out to her and everybody over there, Dax and the whole Fight Club crew. Big shout out to y'all. But you know what? I still feel like doing a little throwback. You know, yes, like I said, I'm changing stuff up tonight, you know, playing the music and everything like that. So call us up. Think on the topic I just hit y'all with. When is a good time for a couple to cohabitate? Before marriage, after marriage, you know. So let us know what you think. Hit us up. If you're in the chat room, just or if you're listening online, like I said, scroll down. Left side of the page is the chat room. So hit me up. Hit me with your questions. Hit me with your thoughts, your comments, and things of that nature. All right? Here we go. Everyday Struggle. Be out here and we'll be right back.
I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and double, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I don't want to live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and double, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I know how it feels to wake up, fucked up, pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell.
Yeah.
People look at you like you's a user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about your stress-filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's
right,
why you drink Tangerine,
right,
so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping over 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G. I got T-H-I-D, that's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, 20 down south, packed up my tools for my raw power moves. Block 19 for casket and flower moves. But Trump's trying to stop my flow, and what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for such a time, and he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newport, cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York. Catch me if you can, like the gingerbread man. You better have your gat in hand, cause man,
what?
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death. call him two text, he told two texts. And when he starts to bust, he likes to act who's next. I got my honey on the Amtrak with the crack in the crack of her ass. 2 pounds of hash in the stash. I wait for honey to make some quick cash. I told her she could be lieutenant, bitch got gas. At last, I'm literally lounging black, sitting back, counting double digit thousands back. Had to re-up, see what's up with my peeps. Hold on, the dealer's on, had it cheap on the Jeep. See who got smoke, what rumors were spread. Last I heard, I was dead, was sick to the head. Then I got the phone call, it couldn't hit me harder. We got infiltrated, let me know at the Carter. Heard Beck got murdered in the town I never heard of, by some bitch in Alberta over nickel-plated burners. And my bitch, swear to God, she won't snitch. I told her when she hit the brick, to make the hooker rich. Conspiracy, she'll be home in three. Until then, I looked out for the whole family. A true G, that's me, blowing like a bubble in the everyday struggle.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle.
I'm seeing body after body, and I'm Mayor Giuliani. Ain't trying to see no black man turn to John Gotti. My daughter used a potty, so she's older now. Educated street knowledge, I'm a molder now. Trick a little dough, buying young girl fringes. Dealing with the dope fiend binges. Seeing syringes in the vein. Hard to explain how I maintain. The crack smoke make my brain feel so strange. Breaking days on the set, no sweat. Drunk off my wet, can't bag yet because it's still wet. But when I drive back at 5 at a time, I can clock about 9 on the set. I had the first and the third. Rehearsed, that's my word. Lick in the game, D's knew my first name. Should I quit shit? No, even though they had me scared. Yo, they got an 8, I got a check with air holes. And that's just how the shit go in the struggle, motherfucker.
Come on, come on. What you say? What you say?
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle.
If you a true Knicks fan and you sitting next to a Boston Celtics fan right now, or if you sitting next to a LA Lakers fan right now, I want you to give them the finger and tell them to turn their phone up, turn their computer up while we rock out to this.
You know what it is.
In the garden every day.
Willis Reed. He was so courageous. Play that game on one leg. It was so amazing. Now we about to take it to that level. Antonio's offense got the pedal to the metal. Give it up for Walsh. Give it up for Dolan. For bringing us back to incredible moments. Now we gunning for the big dogs. Kobe, LeBron, Garnett, y'all about to get y'all. Yeah. Phillips ahead a 3-pointer or two. His hand is mean, but it's super clean. New York, can I get a hand clap for the team that's on track to be champion black? Real rap, get out of your seats. It's the Knicks, you feel that. Put your towels in the air, oh yeah. Blue and orange is back.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
We put it down from the X to the DK.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, you know what it is. New York is back up on the map, from that little Knicks. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. That championship ring, that cup.
Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
Yeah, we are back live, pre-game radio, doing the damn thing. Yeah, I had to say that even though we lost, and next we did get our ass whipped, like, you know, it is what it is. You got game four, you know, we could come back. I still got hope. I still got faith. It is what it is. All right, but back to the question. When is a good time for a couple to go and cohabitate? You're in the call room and you want to weigh in on this, press one. Shout out to the call room. I see all the numbers in there, all the different area codes. That's what's up. I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, but like I said, you want to get in, just hit one on the phone. You know what I mean? Ab, if you're ready to get live, press one. So I know you're ready and I can bring you in and we can wrap a taste. It is what it is. Waiting on a bit to Doc. You know what I'm saying? Just made contact. Said he's on his way, so. We're waiting on him, so we're just going to chill and get things out. Like I said, shout out to everybody over at Gil Hodges Bowling Alley over in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying, man? Shout out to everybody over there. I heard Lady still ain't bowling a good game, but it's all well and good. All right. Also, check it out. Tomorrow night, we got Trey Brown in the building. He's going to come to talk about his latest projects. That's right. The man is multi-talented, multifaceted, you know, Renegade Movie and Films. He has the record label, Gold Label coming out. So the guy's all over. He's doing a lot of big things. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the man is in the building. The one, the only. As soon as I can get him live. Mr. Dark, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's good, family?
Chillin'. Welcome to pregame radio. I know it's long overdue, but you made it. That's what's important. Welcome.
What's going on, man? So it's good to be here. I'm fucking tired.
No doubt. But we're doing the damn thing. And for those who don't know, please, this is right now. This is your formal introduction to the world. Put the people on to who Abyss the Dark is.
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's Abyss the Dark. I come from Brooklyn. I mean, started rapping like at the age of 10 or whatever. And since then, you know, it's just been all love. I took it serious, like, as far as like performing and everything, about like a good 3 years ago, like really going hard with like consistently performing and, you know, dropping records. So, you know, hip hop, you know, a little bit of pop, you know, a little bit of you know, a little bit of everything. So, you know, I'm just an artist, just trying to get my point across, just trying to spill my heart out. And I hope y'all relate.
So, you say you've been, you know, you started at the age of 10. So at that time, you know, you was, you know, real young, there was a lot of music out, you know, back then. What were some of your early influences? Like, when did you draw your inspiration to make the music that you made?
One of the joints that I remember specifically was the Coco Brothers. I don't know what song it was, but it was a video. And I watched the video, and I don't know, like, it kind of inspired me. What really made me, like, really get into hip-hop was, like, DMX. You know, like, early DMX. Like, he was just, he was just so raw, and he was just so passionate. He made you feel how he felt. And then that's when I really started to, like, dig into other artists like Nas. Like, Nas is one of my favorite artists. Nas, Tupac, early Jay-Z. I've listened to EPMD. I've listened to, like, Big Daddy Kane. Like, not on, like, a deep, deep level, but, I've listened to their music and stuff. So at that point in time, I was just listening to anything I could get, like, my hands on. Really, my brother really put me on onto everything. My eldest brother, he was a big fan of Pac. So I would listen to a lot of Tupac. I listened to Redman. There was a lot of artists I was listening to at the time, you know, Wu-Tang. So there was a lot of influences.
Okay. We got a bit of Dark in the building. Abyss, let's get into a couple of your joints. We're going to, you know, we're going to throw you in the arena right now. We're going to pick your brain. Tell us about the track If We off your current mixtape.
Oh, the Liquor and Love songs. oh, man, that record. That was a record that I did after a relationship with a female I was with for 5 years after it pretty much, you know, ended. So at the moment, I was feeling really crappy, and I just started writing a whole bunch of songs. And I didn't really plan on releasing it. It was just, like, therapeutic. It was just supposed to be for me. But, you know, some people heard it. So that's really what that song is about. That's just about the aftermath of this relationship and me still trying to move on and just keep working hard and not lose focus, really.
All right, so we're going to get into it. So here's how it goes. We're going to put you in the ring, and we're going to, you know, listen to your tracks, and each, you know, pretty much each judge in the building is going to listen for a certain thing and pretty much get a open opinion about it, you know. And if all three of your tracks or the majority, two of your tracks get through, you become pregame approved, which will get you a spot on the mixtape and a whole lot more stuff as we go down the line. So if you're in the courtroom, you may be called to be a judge. So please listen, pay attention to the song because we're going to bring you on air. And, you know, you're going to say what you feel because that's what we do. We support, we get a tough love because, you know, we're not going to support no BS because we're the ones that got to fight. And then if it's us saying the BS is hot, we can't complain that there's no good music anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to get into this Abyss the Dark joint If We right here on pregame radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Miami, I see you on the check-in.
Now, let's talk about these feelings that are overwhelming you that you think are going to last forever. That your life is ruined, that you will never be able to move on, that you will never, ever be in a relationship again. Well, this is what I want to tell you. And this is going to be really, really hard for you to understand in this moment, because remember, you're in the middle of it.
You're in the middle of it.
These feelings, these thoughts, these ideas are temporary. They are not going to last forever. Try to reflect and focus back on the fact that this could be a good thing. This, you know, find the positive in the fact that there was a breakup, because ultimately your self-esteem is probably a little shattered after this breakup. So you're feeling down. We've already talked about you're kind of lonely, you're kind of depressed. So your self-esteem is down, and you feel like you're going to be in this forever.
But
you're not.
This is temporary.
I promise.
Okay, all right, for some reason, let me see if I can work something back out. Seems like the whole track didn't play. I'm going to try to get that back on. Bear with us, be right back.
Now, let's talk about these feelings that are overwhelming you that you think are going to last forever. That your life is ruined, that you will never be able to move on, that you will never, ever be in a relationship again. Well, this is what I want to tell you. And this is going to be really, really hard for you to understand in this moment, because remember, you're in the middle of it.
You're in the middle of it.
These feelings, these thoughts, these ideas are temporary. They are not going to last forever. Try to reflect and focus back on the fact that this could be a good thing. This, you know, find the positive in the fact that there was a breakup, because ultimately your self-esteem is probably a little shattered after this breakup. So you're feeling down. We've already talked about you're kind of lonely, you're kind of depressed. So your self-esteem is down, and you feel like you're going to be in this forever.
But
you're not.
This is temporary.
I promise.
All right, that's all I got. For some reason, for the song, that's how the file came in, but it's all well and good. But damn, like, that was some real, I don't know how I personally would respond to that if there was a lady telling me that, but I definitely dug the beat, the music, you know, how everything, like, it came in on some real mellow, you know, like something you would hear in a jazz club, like at a lounge or something like that. You know, that's exactly what that track there sounds like, well, at least to me. But we got Abyss the Dark in the building. Abyss, that wasn't the whole track, right?
Nah, that's not that. That right there is the intro to the whole mixtape. That's not even like a record. That's like the introduction.
Okay, somehow the file got mixed up, but I'll work on that. But I do have another one, which I'm pretty sure that's the whole track, so we're going to get into that real quick. Mr. Dark, I Wouldn't Be. More pregame radio up the Liquor and Love Songs mixtape.
Be with
feeling betrayed. Never thought that I'd be feeling this way. The silly's really quick to come for the chick that I came. I really came, just a trick that I play. You feel the same, bro. So on this day, I'm chicks in a rainbow. Hating at my heart, banking and singing the same notes. That blind John David, thinking of elevating to my mind. So I'm fading like the dog gave it to a slip into a dip with a chip. Pulling me guard, baby, scraping my back with a nail. And I know that won't actually help, it's just a moment. I need longevity. I remember my mom telling me to be a gentleman, and I was gentle, but wasn't a man yet. Still taking his cramped steps, the last man standing on stage with a band left. Put the fat lady over the stands, cause I can't yet, can't what? There was a pain in my heart leaving. It feels like I feel blood and shock reasons. That's only cause I still feel love with a broken heart. Look to my pants, I know where to start, the dark season. Revive art in my mind, it never dies. With the crowd lies, the sun shines and the clouds cry. To the bout fate and doubt fate, cause I always felt that it was about time. Master hurt with a smile, my looking at your old pictures where you pose intimately. At least it's growing so I can always remember it instantly. Singing my symphony, having epiphanies like no women, I'm just pimping this mic. No different, what a beautiful sight. My lyrics is like wizardry, one, two, and the nights is like chemistry when we doing the right shit. Who would've knew? After I made no one but you, she would leave me to breathe and be with another dude. Damn, now my mind's in the days. I just clutter my time with the rhymes and the bass and the boom. Back, boom, boom, back, yeah, the boom. Back, boom, boom, back. Add a little bit and struggle, a little hand clap. Finger snap, I'm just trying to bring it back.
I want you to be with me, yeah. I want you to be with me. I want you to be with me.
Yeah, that was the Abyss of Dark track we got in the building representing. But before we go any further, I want to give a shout-out to A. Body on the check-in. Like right now, my call room is going bananas. My switchboard is jumping. So big shout-out to all you guys. But let's get these, let's get the staff in here. Let's get the panel in here. Let's see what they thought. You know, it was enough for the song that went through that. It was, you know, good enough to get some insight and anything like that. So we got Jay the Tech Guy in the building. As soon as I can free up his mic. Wow. All right, as I keep trying to get Jay the Tech Guy in here, I'm just going to try to move to the next one. Ev, let's see if I can get Ev in here. Right now, my switchboard's not letting me unmute anyone's mic right now, which is bananas. We got Ed in the building. Ed, what's up? All right, look like her mic, because her phone is still muted. Jay the Tech Guy, what's going on, yo?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, all right. No time. I was feeling the track. It was all right. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, like, me good definitely, to- like, I like them. I like the whole melody. I like the vocals on there. Like that, it was like I said about even the intro to the mixtape. Because I was the straight intro, but that joint, like, you would hear that, you won't hear that at the club. And, I mean, you hear that at the lounge when, like, when you take your lady for a little mellow-type date night. Like, music like that will help towards you getting some at the end of the night. That's it.
Yeah, if you hear that,
you know,
club,
like you
there's definitely
to the,
some
to the
comfort.
And that plays, yeah, you in there. It's, you know, so we got a thumbs up from Jada Tech guy. We got RJ still in the building. RJ, what's good, man? I'm going to get into your mic in a second. RJ, what's good?
Yo.
What's popping, man?
What's good, brother?
All right, so tell me, man, what you think about that joint?
No, I really liked it. It had a little soulful feel to it. It's definitely what Jay Tech guy said. It's definitely getting it in at the end of the night.
That's I think she's starting to usher in the new young hip-hop, you know, baby-making, you know, because that was music back in the 70s, you know, early 80s. You know, we haven't heard some real, like, baby-making type. So I think he's about to usher that in. So far, we got thumbs up all around. So, I guess you are pretty much almost there for that. You are all your way to be a pregame approved. Call us up, 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio versus Blog Talk Radio. They doing this like CBS did Charlie Sheen, but it's all good.
We're still winning.
You know, we're still winning. We're still doing the same thing. But now I got all these fellas in here. Gentlemen, let me ask a question. Because a fan of the show asked that we get into this on the show tonight. So when will be a good time for a couple to cohabitate? You know, when, for those who are not paying attention or don't know what cohabitate means, live together, move in with each other. RJ, I'll let you start with it.
I think a couple should move in whenever they feel is ready. It shouldn't be a time limit. I think whenever they feel it's the right spot in their relationship is just basically the right time for both of them.
So what about you personally? Like how long would you have to be with a chick before you even think about living with her?
I haven't been in that position yet, but if I was to be in that position, you know what I'm saying, I'd have to, trust is the main issue, but I think it would have to be at least a year, you know what I'm saying, you can feel each other out, see what it is.
Okay, so within that year, you guys are having like a lot of sleepovers and stuff like that, right?
Oh, no, sleepovers are still happening. Sleepovers are still happening, but moving in is a different story.
Yeah, because, you know, they act a certain way just when they're sleeping over, but when they live there, it's different.
When you live there, you really know. When she lives there, you really know who she is.
Mr. Doug, let me ask you, because you said earlier you were in a relationship for 5 years. Did you guys live together any part of it?
Yeah, we did.
So how long was it until you guys actually made that step?
I think after like 2 years. Yeah,
okay.
After like 2 years. But he's definitely right. Like, sleeping over and living together are two very different things.
Yeah, can you go see? She won't see how fast gas, you know, she'll front like she got to go powder her nose, go to the bathroom, strike a match, come out. But then, y'all lay together, y'all in the bed, you realize the bed, you know, and the cover's got like 20 degrees warmer. And she ain't say nothing. But, you know, or even, you know, fellas, same shit, you know, because y'all know, I'm trying to push a girl, y'all trying to hold the gas bubble, and then you run outside, let one go. Like, you thought you saw something outside and come back inside and shit.
Nah, if I'm there, she's getting the whole brunt of it. She's getting it, man.
Wow. So, Jared, what are your thoughts on this, man?
Well, I think definitely a year is a minimum because saying anything less than that, and you don't really know the person. But I think a year is enough time to build up the kind of trust to see whether you want to, try things out. But it's definitely on a trial basis, Other than that, they're really right. It's when the couple is comfortable with it, But you just shouldn't rush into it. I've seen a few couples rush into it, and, they went down in flames. But I've seen couples that took their time, and they still went down in flames, too. So, it's not really going to make or break the relationship. People can always move out.
Yeah.
Because also, and nowadays, it's looking like it's more of a, it's more money saving to live with your girl or to live with your man. What's the minimum rate for an apartment nowadays? 11 something. She paying 11 something, but y'all get a two. Y'all split one bedroom. They end up paying 6 something. Now it's more of an economical thing instead of more of a, we built this relationship and now, we should live here because this is somebody I'm spending the rest of my life. All that other Dawson's Creek mushy bullshit. So what do you guys think? Is it more nowadays, is it more of an economic thing? Like, is it more just of a way to save money, do that, jobs are scarce and shit like that? Or is it still awesome? Yeah, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you guys, What do you guys think?
I think that everything always revolves around money, no matter what comes into play or what you try to do about it, If you really think about it, it's more about what we can do. You try not providing for somebody once you're together for a little while, and you see the behavior that you get. And that's in all relationships. So, I think everything's about money. For people moving together, they should never move together just to save a buck, because you end up in an unhappy situation.
Maybe it's just to save a buck. Maybe it's just to save a buck. We got to get to this caller, 2555. You are live on pregame radio. Let people know where you are, where you're calling from.
Yeah, yo, this is Triple A calling from Brooklyn.
What's good?
It's all good. I'm just calling in a shout-out. Shout-out to Full Click Team.
We up
in the team.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. We up.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
you know.
Big shout-out. So, let me ask, did you hear any of the conversation we having?
Nah, actually, I just got in the house. A few of my friends been trying to call in, but I don't know, they've been getting the wrong number, so I was like, let me try, and just so happens I got through.
Alright, that's what, shout out to your Pete. But pretty much we asked him, straight point of view, when's a good time for a couple to live together?
Hold on, repeat that question.
What do you think is a good time for a couple to live together, to move in with each other?
The best time to do that would probably be probably 5-6 years in. You can't just move in with somebody off for 2 years, 3 years. You gotta be used to that person.
Most everything.
So it takes a while. That's why I said 5 to 6. 5 to 6 years. You with the person, you should pretty much know him already.
He's all for the 2 minutes slow approach. Hope he said 5-6 years. But no doubt,
you got people moving in with each other after 6 months, 8 months. On some wow. That's not so
wow, yeah.
But yeah,
I don't want to take up too much of your time.
I just want to shout out J Music, We Up Entertainment, Full Click, Abyssa Dark. Y'all keep shining. Abyssa, you already know what it is.
Yes, sir.
Keep doing your thing, man. My homie's nice.
Yeah. Well, so far, we agree with you.
So far, you agree?
Yeah,
you know, we with you so far.
Yeah, man. I'm saying, like, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, you know, we got more. You know, we got another track to process and to put up on the block. You know, but what we've heard already, he damn sure is nice. You know, and I will go on record. Of course, everyone knows I never beat it. You know, but I will go on record and say, yeah, as right now, yes, he is a real nice boss, you know, because right now it's kind of hard for me to even label him as a rapper or MC or this, like, he's just an artist, because it's right now I'm seeing a lot of sides, you know, a multifaceted artist, so to say.
Yeah, man, it's not even just one style, like, you know what I mean, it's anything. It's basically like once you told me before, it's just like, human, you know what I mean? Just human music, like whatever the emotion is, I mean, that's what he creates. It's not on some like, oh, making gangster music or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like whatever, like however he's feeling, that's the kind of music he's gonna make. And usually, you know what I mean? It comes out fire, like it's undeniable, really. Undeniable.
Well, we're definitely gonna see, and it's a good thing you brought up that point. Because of this, like right now,
yes.
The state of mainstream hip hop. Before what I'm saying,
yes.
What's your view on it? Like, how are you perceiving that right now? Are you happy with the state of hip hop? How hip hop is right now? How it's being marketed and sold and everything? Are you happy with hip hop in this day and age?
Yo, you know what's funny? Like, I don't really listen to the mainstream like that. Like, I don't really know a whole bunch of things that are going on with mainstream artists. Like, I hear certain songs and everything, and, I mean, if I compare it to how it was in the 90s, then, you know, it's just something totally different, but I'm not mad at it. Hip-hop, like, from the full spectrum of things, I love it, because it's like, I'm hearing all these dope underground artists. And I mean that are in, like, just the New York circuit. It's crazy. Like, all the dope artists that are out here is bugged. And then if you take it to other places, like, you're hearing about other people. And it's just dope to me. As far as, like, mainstream, I think right now, people want to hear something more than what's being played on the radio. So now it's just about like supporting your favorite artists or going out there to find different artists and, I don't know, like, see who you like, and you got to see who you want to support. And, like, people are doing that, you know? So honestly, I love it. I love all aspects of it. Like, the mainstream, it's all just big business anyway. So people are just trying to sell whatever's hot. You know, like, that's what the labels are doing. If the labels see that you have 100,000, like, strong, like, you have that many fans, you have that many sales, your YouTube views are up, like, they're going to want to mess with you. So the labels want to go with what's hot. So I think right now, if people really just go hard with the music, like, as far as the artists, if we really go hard with the music, and if the people support what we're doing, then I think we could take this whole thing over. Like, not take it over, but they'll have no choice but to give our kind of music that shine. You know, so honestly, like, I love it. Like, I love all aspects of it. I'm not mad at anything.
Okay. Is there anyone in within the longevity of your career that you want to work with in the near future, in the far future? Is there anyone, like, you would just love to do a track with, like, a small feature or something?
There's a lot of artists, honestly, that I would love to work with. Like, like there's a lot of different artists that I listen to, and I think they're just dope. Like just to name a couple, like if I could do a record with Nas, like that would be like a dream come true. If I could work with Lupe, that would be dope. You know, that would be dope as hell. There's this rapper from the West Coast named Blue. He's a dope artist. Like, he's kind of underground, but his name is, like, getting up there. I'd work with him. There's not, like, a whole bunch of people that I, you know, am, like, crazy interested in working with. I'd work with The Killers. I don't know if you ever heard of The Killers, but them dudes is dope. They're like a band.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, those dudes are dope. I would work with Will.i.am. His beats, like on the last Black Eyed Peas album, joints is crazy. They knock. It's like he has the instant recipe for a hip hop record. It's crazy. So, like I think if me and Will.i.am got together, it would be a mess. You know, it would be crazy if me and him got together. So definitely Will.i.am. But yeah, like those are people that I would like to work with. Like I'm sure there's other artists, Joe Budden, Royce the 5'9". You know, like other lyrical cats. Like I want to work with them.
Okay, now we play a little game here with the artist called "If Blank Was Still Here." Pretty much, I start the sentence with "If Blank Was Still Here, then Blank Would Not Be." Of course, we do a deceased artist.
Yeah.
You know, then you fill in someone who's in the mainstream who really shouldn't be. Let's see. Since he was an influence, let's go with "If Pac was still here, then Blank would not be."
Oh man, that's this is a messed up game. Oh man, like who should I pick out the hat? If Blank was still here, oh man, if Pac was still here, who wouldn't be? The first person on everybody list, I guess Soulja Boy.
All right, how about if Big was still here, then Blank would not be?
I always have, like, I constantly have this debate with my homeboy. Would Jay-Z be as hot as he is right now if Big was still around? I don't know. I don't know if he'd be, like, you know, that dude right now. But I'm going to go with Lil Wayne. If Big was still around, I don't think Wayne would be, you know.
I would say Rick Ross would not be here, but that's just me.
Yo, that ass, he wasn't even on my radar. Like, even, I'm not even thinking about
but,
Ross. That's a good one, though.
We got one more Mr. Dark track to see if the homie Free Game approved it. We gotta get into it. We kicking it right now. Free Game Radio. You know, we got our feet up and we chilling. Call us up 347-857-4302 Australia. I see you on the check-in every week. That's what's up. Good eye, Mike, and all that. Appreciate the love, and we'll be right back on Pregame Radio. You heard?
Feeling so lonely, you can't hold on to friends. I don't know about those set, holding them in, controlling the pins with 20 row ends, posing for photos with bent rows and purples holding in land. While I'm focused on the blow in the wind, Jack can feel it in my soul. I know that it's him trying to coach me to grow for my sins. As I grow older, I can't just hope for my ears to hear him. Mind clouded, surrounded by lips and feelings.
determination, soul in my soul. Through the potholes in the road that I go, we show no stone for wearer. Your hand through your speech is being easy to see your edge from. With the clicker, it's like either you're wrong or I'm the weird one. TA is the perfect personification of working hard as the patience. And learn the art that you're facing will bring your heart if you're caving. The work for a purpose, no opinion. Purpose my thoughts, so when you're feeling lost, play this. No reason for inspiration. Welcome to the reality. Welcome to the tragedy called life. The cross of the crossroads and all white nights. I fought, planting the pages dark right. And send my wings for more flights. And foresight to pitfalls and broken leg balls. Hoping to score foresight and roll up your mic skills. Nah, put the rub on sighters and model mama holla. Work for your own dollar. Who's trying to do me weak? Henny sipping women and spark L. Twisting my sword well. Fuck it, be cop. Now just throw that shot, Sean Bell. Go hard to my heart fell. Yeah, fire that. Duck bars, apply that. And metal balls, you set. Look dark in the lens. Spinning your daughters in the thought to write into rigor mortar kick in. When I'm done, carving the twins. Brooklyn hitman. Shrek, who rolled in that? Four clicks, I represent it. Hate is an epidemic. So, some of it is me that I feel for y'all.
That was that a bit the dark joint right there. Yo, wow. See, that was something you don't hear at the Jazz Lounge. You know what I'm saying? That's something you don't hear at the Jazz Lounge. That's something you hear in your car. That's something you hear at the block party. Got everybody moving. That's when you hear that. And I dig that joint right there. Right now I'm dealing with a little bit of craziness over here at the pregame radio studio, but I'm managing, you know, like I said, it's a little beef with the upper management, Blog Talk Radio, but it's all well and good. We're doing the damn thing. We got a Mr. Dark in the building. He's still rocking with us. We got Jay the Tech Guy here with us doing the damn thing. Tech Guy, come on. You know, mess with the wires or something. Let's get it popping. And, of course, we got RJ still in the building. So, RJ, Jay.
Yo, yo.
Is it pregame approved or not?
This is definitely pregame approved. I'm definitely feeling the beat. This has definitely got a real, you know what I'm saying, it's a real jam right there. I'm really feeling that one.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Tech Guy.
On that one.
Tech Guy, you agree?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I give that one a thumbs up, too. He got my vote.
Peace on that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the newest Street Game of 2011, Mr. Abyss the Dark. Big shout out. Abyss, yo.
Yo.
Like I said, man, like, you don't hesitate, you don't surprise, like, it's, whenever you do something, it's just like a breath of fresh air. Like, I've had the pleasure of seeing him perform. And he, up there, and I know the mics was bright as hell, but he was over there. He had the real calmness to him, and it showed while he was performing. Like, he felt right at home, and the crowd was with him, and they fed off of that. And it was just a marvelous thing that I witnessed. So Abyss, like I said, congrats. Now, what the pregame approved gets you, that gets you a slot on the upcoming pregame radio mixtape and puts you in the running to beat pregame artist of the year. So you in actually you're in competition with a lot of great artists like H Squared, Deuce the Privilege, Pro Dillinger, so many more to name, Big Dro, Bink, Baltimore Sun, Dage representing GSD. It's like the list goes on and on. Z Swag, it's so many. So the competition pool is pretty big.
That's what it is, man. I'm just happy to be here.
You know what I'm saying? So, definitely appreciate it. We got a few minutes left, and normally, of course, y'all know how we do this. It's around the time when our freestars, they give us something like, you know, some, you know, up the top of the dome just to cement their place on the pregame approved wall. But before we get into that, Abyss the Dark, like I said, once again, I want to thank you for coming through. It's been a long time, and of course, you are more than welcome to come back anytime. You're already part of the Pregame Radio group on Facebook. Check us out, pregameradio.ning.com, another place to drop your music and network and everything like that. But for those who don't know, get the people your Facebook, your Twitter, and where they can hear all your music.
Oh, man. For everything, you can go to abyssadark.com. That's ABYSSDADARK.com. Twitter.com/abyssadark. My Facebook, the same thing, facebook.com/abyssadark. Visit my website. I got some cool stuff up there. You know, you can see where the shows is at. I just had a show last night. It's pretty cool. You know, you can see my performances and all that. Here's some music. You can join my emailing list. And, yeah, man, check my stuff out, man. I'm pretty cool.
He sounded pretty cool, and that was just the cool way he put it, pretty cool. All right, so, Abyss, please, brother, man, leave us with something light.
All right. Let's see. And it goes, yo, I said, why try to reinvent the wheel? I'm driving in my lane, trying to eat some better meals. Rock designers with a dame that smokes weed and likes to chill. Flipping through comic strips and watching karate flex right over me because I'm real. That's hearsay. So fuck with your ears here. So what your eyes see. And baby, I'm here to play. Send it like YC. See, now they getting acquainted with the painter of the bars. Some call me the favorite. I'm just gazing at the stars, asking what I think. Read between the lines of the sublime that they send. And your little henchmen don't deserve a fraction of my ink. Just mad I'm on the brink of something great. Lames and geeks is plain to see. You can't change me, cause I'ma be down for life. It's Team Reef, it's Hollywood when you see us. Leader of the future. And the geeks can't see me, I'm Medusa. Chuck a Medusa, saying, hey, who's up? Cause we up.
Wow. RJ, tech guy, yo, was that or was that not one of the illest we've heard so far this year?
Definitely.
Most definitely. Do got bars. Appreciate that. I appreciate him calling up and dropping them bars on the show, bro.
Yeah, hey, bars.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Seriously.
Yo, no doubt. We appreciate it, man. All right, so we here, we still rock. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. Let's see if Ab is ready to come through. Yo, Ab. Nah, she ain't ready. So, pal, she needs her ass beat for getting on the show but not wanting to say nothing. But we're going to get to more of that shit tomorrow.
So Black, can I give a shout-out, son?
Together. Huh?
Can I give a shout-out before I leave from here?
Wait, hold on. Because, you know, got a little bit more time to do that, you know, but
check it.
We spoke about living together, right? And, you know, we've seen it in the papers. Nas, he got to pay $55,000 a month in child support. Eddie Murphy's got to pay buku child support. Well, he's got fucking 15 kids. But, you know, a lot of these brothers here, especially in New York City, they are paying ridiculous amounts for child support. Fellas, how much, according to y'all, should the men pay? Even hell, that the women should pay for child support.
Well, I definitely think they should put a cap on that. If they could put a cap on sports players, I mean, people shouldn't get so much child support they don't need jobs.
So you're saying is if they got a job, they shouldn't get that much if they're working?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
But what if they're not working?
Then they need to get a job. I mean, like, it shouldn't be no ridiculous amount of child support, you know? If they really want the men to spend that much money, then what they could do is just split the custody and let the child spend, you know, a certain amount of time with the man then. You know, that goes the same for, like, men who have the custody and have the women paying child support, which is kind of a rarity, but it does exist.
But how much, like, as far, like, how much a month, like, you know, you have children, like, that will actually, on a monthly basis?
I think they should maybe look at what the parent was spending on the child every month on a regular basis. You know, if you
review
financial records, you can easily see how much they were spending, you know. And even if they added a little something to that, I'm sure it still wouldn't come out to nowhere near what some of these people are paying for child support.
Well, because, like, he's paying $55,000 a month.
Does she want some of his album sales, too? Damn.
Yeah, that's more than some people make in a year. That's actually more than a lot of people make in a year.
And she's getting that a month.
That's ridiculous.
Like, that day, I don't know. It's bananas. It's bananas, right. I tell you.
Like, what does she spend that on? Does she got an entourage?
$1,000 haircuts, or diapers, $30,000 a pack?
She using that for studio time, man. I'm telling you, man.
But where the album at?
Exactly.
Where's the single?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard nothing about her in the studio.
I guess you don't need it with all that child support, right?
Yeah. You know?
I haven't heard nothing about her in the studio. I ain't hear her meeting with no video directors or nothing.
Let me tell you something. If I was getting paid $55,000 a month, I would be on vacation. Permanently.
Right.
Yeah, but see, it's not. But see, that money's not for you. That money's for the kid.
You think she's going to use all $55,000?
What does he need? Okay, now, unless this kid is a special needs child, because I already know care for that is expensive, but what could a child possibly need that will cost any man, regardless of income, $55,000 a month?
You just asked a question that doesn't really have an answer, because I can't think of one thing that a child would need that costs that much money unless we buying this kid a new car every month.
You know, so shout out to the, matter of fact, big shout out to the call, shout out to the chat room, everybody tuning in via PC. That's crazy. We got, like I said, saw you on the check in Miami, the 252, I believe that's Louisiana, so big shout out to you. The 757. Yeah, if anyone has gotten one of the new New York area codes, got a 929 number, I want you to call into the show. I want to see a 929 number. Check out, have you activated any 929s?
No, not yet. That must be on Metro PCS.
No, 929 is actually the new New York area code.
I know, but we haven't done any of those. We still have 646 and 347 left.
Hey, I still got 718s.
Yeah, we still get those too.
But it is what it is. Yo, big shout out to Mr. Dog for being on the check-in. Big shout out to GSDWorldwide.com, DTFRadio.com, GXmedia.biz, everywhere where you can catch pregame radio, iTunes, those who listen to the podcast. Good looking out. I appreciate it. Check us out tomorrow. We got Trey Brown in the building. Lord willing, we be here tomorrow. New throwbacks and anything like that. RJ, let's get these shout outs going. Jay, let's get the shout outs going. Let's get the what's ups out there. And I guess I'll start it off. Everybody, please, if you haven't, go do so. Hit up pregameradio.ning.com. You can check my blogs on every show that we've done so far, all the events, connect with artists, everything like that. So like I said, pregameradio.ning.com. Go check it out on Facebook, Brooklyn Black. Search Pregame Radio. Join the group for the music, the events, all that good stuff, and network. You know, you can do collabos. Hey, you can make the next big hit off of somebody you met through pregame radio. You never know. So definitely go check that out. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, pregame_radio. And, you know, we do this damn thing. Shout out to Ab. Shout out to Tasha B, Lady Steel, RJJ, Tech Guy, Putty. All the admins. Marjorie, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Shout out to everybody over at the Cash Administration, Cashman, Oli, Queen Maz, Young High. Big shout out to all those people. And shout out to MFIR Radio, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, LB. Good looking out on the support. Everyone who rocks with us week in, week out when we take time off and everything like that. And just know I'm in the works of getting a lot of stuff coming through the pregame radio, all right? And also, hit me up, pregameradio.ning.com. Shoot me an email, pregameradio@gmail.com. If you know an artist you want me to get up on pregame radio, or hell, even someone, a celebrity, something you want me to try to get, let me know. I go for it. You know what I'm saying? I go for it till I, you know, realize I can't do it. But other than that, let us know. RJ, who you want to shout out?
I want to give a big shout out to Rock Runner ENT. He's calling up. This is just the start of a big business relationship. Like Vern said before, one hand wash the other, and we both wash the face. I want to also give a shout out to LiveDanceParty.com in the Nine Lounge in Queens. Joelle's will be there tonight, so everybody trying to get the party on, go to LiveParty.com or just show up in the Nine Lounge in Queens. And I'll give a shout out to 01, Saif Al Sabah, Treehouse Lee. And the artist that will be on pregame soon, his name is Nate Twizzy, something new out the 845. So just shout out to everybody tuning in to pregame tonight. We appreciate it. Keep tuning in. Tomorrow night, another live show.
We worldwide, son. Yo, thank God. Let the people know, man. What's good?
You can hit me up at Dark Ichigo at Twitter. That's DarkIchigo. All right. If you need to get your phones hooked up, you can come on down to 2460 Grand Concourse. I run the Sprint store there. We do the repairs and we sell the phones. You know, I already told y'all before, I got the hookup, good credit, bad credit, no credit, on the run, no problem. If you're getting $55,000 a month, child support, we got you too. So come on down. And I definitely want to give a shout out to all the callers that called in. And I want to give a shout out to Brooklyn Black, because he wears denim shorts and Tim's with a cool G sweater, and he still looks cool when he does it. 90 degree weather. So that's all I'm saying, y'all.
That is how you try to cut ass. I do that. You know what I'm saying? Denim shorts with the Tim's and a cool G on straight Brooklyn. Like,
that's,
I mean, it is what it is. But tune in tomorrow. We got Trey Brown in the building. We got me talking more mayhem, more craziness. Miss Mel's, big shout out to you. Shout out to whoever's on our check-in calling up from a block number. We see you. Now I'm saying we ain't got nothing to hide, but if you want to stay anonymous, it's all well and good. We still love your support. You know what I mean? Yo, fellas, I got something y'all ain't here in a minute. And this is cool because also, oh, yes, be on the lookout. Pretty soon, you know, we've done ladies' night, you know, and you know, I stuck away, let the ladies run the show. I figure it's time we take back our studio.
Oh.
I figure we have a night with the fellas.
All right.
We talk about, you know, the man stuff and everything. anything like that. It'd be what it is. So it'd be fellas night, you know, it'd be night for the fellas. We kick the ladies out. They can call in, check in if they choose to. We're not going to ban them. But it's going to be all about what we want to talk about, stuff we want to hear. We're not going to be all nice and dainty for the ladies. Fuck that. We keep in the gutter. But like I said, I got something y'all ain't hear in a while. And I'm saying, we're going to play that. I'm going to play something else right out too. So thanks everybody for being on the check-in. I love y'all. I appreciate it. Please, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your two ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. It's also Autism Awareness Month. It's winding down, but definitely do your research. Look into it. If there's something you want to help do, volunteer. That's all over the Internet, so get that stuff done. Like I said, I'm always going to keep saying thank you to all the supporters. Thank you for everybody who tunes in week in, week out, all over the world. Like, it's crazy. Pre-Game Radio is international and all stemming from an idea, so don't take no for an answer. As long as you got the drive to do it, keep doing it. You're your own worst enemy. So if you think you can't, you won't. You feel what I'm saying? But here you go. We out of here. You guys have a good night. Don't drink and drive, because we want you back here next week to pregame again. You feel me? And we'll be right back. Actually, well, we'll still be here till time winds down. But I'm going to hit you out with some good music. You know what I mean? Hey, still, call us up. If you throw your hand up, I'll stop anything, let you get your shout out on. And anything like that. So it's pregame radio 347-857-4302. And we just straight riding out old school.
Gleaming on the wall, cop wise, got jams, James Bond bands, niggas flip jams, rock bull. underwater, watch plans. Pose for the standoff, mad timid, hoping that the gun falls. Guessing like lottery balls, yo.
Hey, yo, this rapping's like ZD, facing me real TV. Crafting high speed, strawberry kiwi. As we approach the hood, the guards bill. That now it's every bow cash bill. Fresh jelly, 50 deep up in the city. We banned for life, Apollo kids left to spit the rim. Real.
Hey, yo, Jay.
Yo.
Should I go ham right now?
I think so.
I should go ham, right?
I think you should do that.
Straight up, if you went to high school in the 90s and went to a ditch party, or if you're in Brooklyn, you from Brooklyn, this is for you, man. Big shot, I'm going ham, and I'll see y'all tomorrow night. You heard?
Right.
Yes, Naya. Cool, Naya. Who am I? It's just a girl, them sugar. All right. Here, Anna. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Sim, Simma. Who got the keys to my bimma? Who am I? The girl, them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them lock, and I lie. We make love to press up. You a bubble, I get ready like a bucket. Drop in your niggas like your niggas, you are sick. Drop in your arse like a cow, you wanna chop it. Drop in your thick ass like a cow, you wanna dig it. It's like a river side up on the bank in your ticket. It's like a bicycle, so you hold it and that's it. So you watch it, so you grab it, say you tell you, say you grab it. Y'all say you beg, you wanna ball, take it, chop it. Batman plug in and me a move like a electric. It's like a basketball, she take time out, she vomit. We listen to me, fell and we listen to me lyric. I be in the man, they have me a drop it. I said, Sim Sim. Who got the keys to my bima? Who am I? The girls them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Lost in the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them lock. And I and I will make love to press up. Anything she wants, I will give it unto she. I can't believe that they're my friend. I'm telling me that she's
a argument show me, him gal want blow me to see yes, and he blew me. Me here now you owe me a 1590. Me check it out, lead them to the grandma what? Me so I got the boy got me, the boy bad mind me. That's why me argument just wanna roll me. And him big fat sister now you me. He do all them claims that they know me. All them argument show me, show me, show me. That boy they name roll me. And him big fat sister now you me. He do all them claims that they know me. All them argument.
Breathe up, you need to get the good, no, they are again. Just
ain't gonna be so no, I ain't gonna be so be. I go to be, she wants a man we can block out the royalty. The I go to be, you know, say in that money, she don't want no love and honey. She want the money, she don't want no love and honey. She want the money.
Well, I tell you girls, in my youthful days, I never loved another man of my age. And then the gun, he came along, made me smile.
That is nonsense. She want a man to let her broke up sense. So she want to be like Bill and Rent. And you know you have to have a kiss with the best man.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Ever been in love?
Come on.
Yeah. Are you ready for something real?
Say what?
Because it can't be fake. This ain't no game. You gotta be with me for real. Because it's real out here. So make up your mind, because I ain't got no time. You know?
Come on.
I'm the most wanted baby father. Save the drama. We toast when I wine and dine ya. All you need is me. I won't stress you, but bless you. Mentally and sexual. We both intellectual. Can't forget how I met you. You thought I was a boxer. Prince not seen, but I'm the monster. Nas from Queens, and when I got you, you riding with me. You keep acting. When do you have time for me? I'm never free. Always on the move. Business oriented. Lifestyle expensive. Attract women. You wanna search my pockets and act all wild. Say I hurt your heart. Ask how could I spend. Wanna call back all my numbers. Star 6-9 me. Check my car for rubbers, but quit trying before you find what you're looking for and get to crying. You always saying what you gonna do if